5 North Cleveland Avenue in Loveland, Colorado. The revival will begin at 7:30 p.m. Once again, Pastor Samuel Santos will be holding a revival meeting the 20th and 21st of November at the Pullian Community Building, 545 North Cleveland Avenue in Loveland, Colorado. Starting time is 7:30 p.m.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, look, Dan back here at American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Phil Arms, and we're going to be talking about his book, The Man Who Would Be God. Now, there are a lot of people out there who say, oh, you know, you crazy Christians, you've been talking about end times for about 2,000 years, and that's absolutely true. I mean, there have been people in every age who felt that we were moving into the end times that are described by our Lord and telling about his time of return. But there were certain things that make this time different than any other time in history. At no time in history have the Jews been back in the Holy Land until recently, when they returned in 1948, and then, of course, they took Jerusalem in 1967. I mean, this is unique, and so many of the prophecies concerning the return of the Jews to the Holy Land have come to pass, that Hebrew would be the language, that the shekel would be their currency, that certainly that they would be formed in one day as a nation. Those prophecies of 2,000 years ago seem so vague at any other time in history. At no time in history has there been the explosion of knowledge that we've seen in the last 100 years. Remember, 120 years ago, the primary means of transportation was still the horse. At no time in history have they had the ability to have a cashless society, whether you could either buy or sell. This Jew had the mark of the beast, or were known by the number of his name. I mean, there's so many things that are going on today. The move towards the New World Order that we talk about, the covert organizations that really run the world. But there is an attack on Christianity. We're told there'd be a great falling away in the latter days, and there is a great falling away. They've changed the music and the message of the Christian church. So, with that as a background, Phil Arms, thanks so much for being with us today.
Oh, it's my privilege. I can barely hear you. If someone could boost the volume there.
Well, maybe we can get the producer to boost it up. Hopefully he will.
Well, first off, let me say I'm an admirer of yours for a long time, and I consider it a real privilege to be on with you today.
Well, God bless you. I appreciate you saying that, but I'm just a guy trying to do a job, and I know you are too, trying to get the word out. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, and then about your book?
Well, I've been in the ministry some 35 years. I was saved on the street corner in Houston, Texas, in 1972, and from that moment began to declare Jesus on the streets, and eventually evolved into an evangelistic association, and we began a television ministry about that time, and a radio ministry, which grew to cover most of the nation and outside the nation. I started a church, pastored there for about 15 years, and now I'm back in evangelism and moving along and excitingly doing what God has laid out before us and reaching people for Christ. Our this book, it's my eighth, but it's my first novel, and it's been an intriguing challenge. I was afraid to put it out there because I didn't think anybody would like it, but the critics have been kind, and the book is going great. It's called The Man Who Would Be God, and it's about the rise of the Antichrist. Again, it's a kind of a fictional account, but we're basing it upon a true biblical prophecies and actual current events, that as people read through it, they'll think they're reading their newspaper, because all these things are coming to pass, as you well know, before our eyes. But it removes the mystery, and this is one of the reasons I wrote it. So many people ask, well, how could these things possibly happen in the United States of America? Well, today there's less people asking that than before, but it uses the backdrop of what is going on in our country and removes the mystery of how the United States of America and the entire world can be so easily deceived into following a man who's inwardly more vile than Genghis Khan and Stalin and Hitler combined. Those were just dress rehearsals for what's actually coming to pass. And so the book winds around the story of intrigue, and it's a compelling read. The last critic we heard from said it's got some colorful, unforgettable characters, a bone-chilling and exciting plot that keeps most readers on the edge of their seats. The most complaints they got was that they couldn't put it down. So I'm excited about those kind words, but God is certainly blessing it.
Well, this is sort of a novel that you really need, and sometimes a novel is a very, very good way to put information out. Certainly the other side uses this very, very effectively, and we need to learn from the other side, because they're very smart. I mean, they're winning because not because they have truth on their side, but because they have deception on their side, and they know how to deceive, and we need to use some of those those techniques to teach people how to think and how to be objective as they see the unfolding of events, which really are happening today at a frightening speed.
Well, you know, I know that as I was raising my children, the last one left home a few months ago. He graduated from high school, and he's in the United States Army. Couldn't talk him out of it. He's a real patriot at heart. But I taught my children, all three of them, as they were growing up, to think critically, because the enemy, as you mentioned, is wrapping his message around every song, every movie, every television production, and he has subtly moved into the American home through not only the newspapers and the media, but now through the entertainment and education networks. And so it's imperative that Christians learn to look behind the scenes. That's another thing that concerned me, and I tried to employ in this book, is the need for discernment among Christians, discernment among the people of God, to see beyond the superficial and into the supernatural, to see what's going on behind the scenes. And I think if we're going to respond to the challenge of today that God has called us to, that's an imperative.
Well, you know, Phil, from the point of view of the average American, I mean, we're materialists. We want something we can see and touch, and the idea that there's a supernatural, that there is a spiritual realm, even to many Christians, you know, they find that hard to believe. I mean, after all, you know, the idea of somebody walking on water or raising someone from the dead, they're nice stories, but the thing is, if you're a Christian, you have to believe the reality of the supernatural. We'll be back moment with Phil Arms.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Allstate Sweeping reminds parents in our listening area that over the summer, children who are out of school shouldn't be out of luck, hope, or guidance. For many troubled youth, the first step towards drugs and crime is having nothing better to do. Take your kids to the beach, park, or family center. It's the best weapon against delinquency, crime, and drug abuse. This message is from Allstate Sweeping. They're a concerned area business working toward drug-free communities for our youngsters. That's Allstate Sweeping, located at 10150 East 106th Avenue in Brighton.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Phil Arms, we're talking about his book, The Man Who Would Be God. And Phil was just talking about the supernatural. And, of course, one of the recurrent themes of my ministry is that there really is a supernatural realm out there. That most Christians don't recognize it, and because they don't recognize it, they're quite incapable of understanding what is really going on today. And the supernatural forces that are aligned against freedom, unless we understand that, you know, we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers, you know, the spiritual rulers of this world, why we're not going to be able to address what's really going on against the spiritual wickedness that exists in high places that I believe is energized by secret societies that are tied into the supernatural. So you pick up the thought there, and maybe you disagree with that, but you go right ahead.
No, I concur, and I think we can see it everywhere. One of the, as a student of history, and that's what I am, a student, I've found that a lot of historians attempt to make a distinction between the secular and what they call religious history. But history, in its final analysis, if you would, is spiritual. And everything is spiritual. And it's played out against the backdrop of biblical truth. And men make the mistake of believing that history is all about man. But it's all about God and His plan for man. Someone asked me why I was pursuing this with a novel. I've had several other books come out dealing with prophecy and eschatology and all those items that deal with the last days. This was a different kind of approach that appeals to, I think, a certain segment of society. But this genre of Christian writing, if you call it that, where secular realities that we all live in every day and current events by the world are interpreted differently. Christians see it as though things are happening to reveal the light of the scriptures. And while it may be new to some to look at life and their daily experiences and current events in this way, it is a perspective from which all believers must come to understand that they are surrounded by a spirit world, and that all things past, present, future are ultimately a reaction to it is written. And I think, and this is what I believe the Bible teaches, is simply put, history mirrors the universal conflict between the righteous and the unrighteous, and a conflict that one day is going to end in the victory of the righteous.
Well, I think there's going to be a lot of difficult times before, of course, that victory comes.
Yes.
And we may never live to see it, but we know, of course, eventually why good will triumph over evil. But in the meantime, I think God is allowing evil full reign in our society, although I hope and pray He will continue looking after the people who are faithful to Him, like you and like me, and like I'm sure many of our listeners are. So basically, could you give our listeners maybe some idea of some of these supernatural things that you see happening today that most people don't even interpret them as supernatural, and yet there has to be a supernatural to explain the incredible things that are taking place today?
Well, I think you've already mentioned one that happened in our generation. And the Bible says in Matthew 24, as you well know, that Jesus prophesied about the resurrection of the nation of Israel, as well as did many Old Testament prophets. But Jesus said that the generation that sees the resurrection, witnesses that rebirth, will not die off until all these last days prophecies are fulfilled. Now, that's a paraphrase, but they can read it for themselves in chapter 24 of Matthew. Through a process of political, economic, diplomatic miracles, Israel became a nation, as you well know, in 1948 for the first time in 2,000 years. Now, anybody who knows anything about the socio-political situation in the world at that time knows what a miraculous birth that was. And if anyone ever doubts the validity of Scripture, all they need to do is look at that headliner and see that God is on the throne and that His Word is coming to fruition before our eyes and in our lifetime. Now, some have been born after that. And who knows about a generation? Some theologians say it's 40, some say it's 80 years. Whatever it is, we can be assured that we are living in the last days. Of course, that miraculous and supernatural birth was rapidly followed by a number of miracles and supernatural events. The birth of the European Union, which the Bible clearly identifies, from which the Antichrist will use as a power base to reach out and attempt to bring the entire world under his umbrella. We saw the rebirth of the Hebrew language, which was another miracle the Bible prophesied would happen in the last days, the only dead language to ever be revived in history. We've seen the swamplands of the desert lands of Israel blossoming like a rose, another miracle that people cannot explain except in the supernatural. And most intriguing to me is these prophesied coalitions, which the Bible speaks shall be in existence and coalesced in the last days. These coalitions of nations are already aligned into the specific coalitions that the Bible says they will be in the last days. I speak specifically of Ezekiel 36 through 38, where the Bible describes what I believe is a World War III that may possibly set the world up to receive this Antichrist, maybe the straw that breaks the camel's back, where the world is willing to come and bow in humility and say, we can't handle it, we need someone to bail us out, somebody come and help us, and that man, who I believe is alive, the Antichrist, is going to step on the scene and say, have no fear, I am here. And he will provide the sought-after leadership and the peace that the world so hungers for today. It's supernatural, and again, I think probably one of the most intriguing parts is to the socialization of our world governments. What we're witnessing in the United States is nothing short of supernatural, and I speak not as a Democrat or a Republican, but as a Christian whose citizenship is in heaven, and a city whose builder and maker is God. And while that is true, I'm also an American, and deeply concerned about the direction that our government is taking and this administration is taking us. We're moving slowly but surely, now more rapidly than ever, in the United States toward a global government. This is not an accident. What's happening with our economy is no accident. What's happening with the dollar is no accident. And the people behind these organizations that you mentioned, the CFR, the Bilderbergers, all those people, were part of a long-standing plan that is now coming to pass. You know, their plan, and I'm sure you know this, was developed, was articulated at least, over 100 years ago by this German philosopher named Hegel, George Hegel. his Hegelian dialectic. And I was reading the other day, a rereading of this information about his positions on society and history. And he said this is a quote I just cut out the other day. He said, quote, conflict brings change, and controlled conflict brings controlled change, unquote. So he says, if you want to bring massive political change, you've got to be in a position to trigger major conflicts and crises. So these manufactured crises will create the needed turmoil and smokescreen, if you would, and focus everyone's attention on the crisis, so that when you come along with your solution, no matter how crazy, outlandish, or bizarre, the people will just take a deep sigh of relief and say, whew, thank God someone has brought us a solution. So these crises that are being developed are not an accident. I think it was FDR who said nothing happens in politics by accident. And I believe this is what Rahm Emanuel and Hillary Clinton all meant when they said a crisis is a terrible thing to waste. And they're certainly not wasting them. Not only are they participating in creating them, but they are absolutely using them as a platform from which to dive into their worldview and bring us into a global community. All of that, I believe, is extremely supernatural and proof enough that we are indeed living in a day where something very significant is happening.
And I think you have to be incredibly dense not to see that the mass media in America is controlled, mm-hmm. and that it is priming us for a war with Iran. Mm-hmm. Certainly CBS 60 Minutes last Sunday had a fascinating interview with a reporter who had been arrested and mistreated by the Revolutionary Guard in mm-hmm. Iran. He had accused of being a CIA agent, a CIA spy, and of course a worldwide effort was made to get his released, and he was released, and comes in, and he appears on 60 Minutes, and he talks about how terribly he was treated in prison, how he was beaten, and how he was interrogated, and how he was threatened. But certainly, is there anybody who questions that we do the same thing for the prisoner? And it's bad when Iran does it, it's all right when we do it. Now, I'm not suggesting that Iran or the Iranian government are nice people, mm-hmm. but I am suggesting that we put that regime in power in 1979. The CIA brought them to power. The CIA had trained the Revolutionary Guard. They were the special secret police of the Shah, who we had installed in 1953, and they simply carried over from the Shah. They became the Revolutionary Guard that controls Iran today, and they were a CIA production, and spending $400 million to topple the Iranian government. You can check this out on the Internet. When you put out large sums of money to topple a foreign government, you're at war with that government. We are at war with Iran. We just haven't told the American people that it's only a matter of time before this contrived war breaks out into open conflict. And the implications, especially because of the prevalence of nuclear weapons in the hands of Pakistan and probably in the hands of Iran, breaks out and creates between a war between Israel and Iran, and we'll be drawn into that conflict as sure as God made little green apples. And people don't understand the implications as far as America. And of course, as Phil says, and I think he's so absolutely right, wars are fought not to defeat an enemy, but to change our nation. And it will give the government ever more control over the lives of every American. And I believe, of course, it foreshadows this coming of the Antichrist, who I agree is alive and well somewhere. But the question is, where is he going to come from? Is he going to be, some people say he's going to be from the Near East. Some people say he's going to be from the European Union. What's your thought on that, Phil?
Well, I have a lot of people who get mad at me when I'm doing these interviews because I don't say Obama is the Antichrist.
Oh, no, I don't think Obama is.
They get I know, but you'd be surprised. Well, you probably wouldn't be. How many people believe that? But, you know, John says, 1 John says that there are a lot of little antichrists in the world.
Right.
People who are working in cooperation, whether you know it or not, they're part of the conspiracy. They may just be pawns in the whole machine, but they certainly are aware that they're part of something. And they might not get all the ramifications, spiritually speaking, but they're certainly knowledgeable as to what is going on. And these little antichrists are working hand-in-hand, glove-in-hand, hand-in-glove, if you would, to bring about these plans that have been well laid out by the globalists.
Well, you hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment. Phil Arms, his book, Man Would Be God. We'll be right back. If you have a question, give us a call. 7-7-2-7-4-5-4-7-5-2-4.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Taking your way.
Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center, now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427.
Are you tired of caffeinated or high-calorie beverages? Good Life International wants you to try Glyco Tea. You'll be drinking the finest quality tea, providing you with such benefits as absorption of carbs and calories. Great for diabetics and aids you with weight loss. For pennies a day, you can boost your energy. For more information or to order GlycoTea, go to www.life26.4tgl.com or call 720-494-4663.
Made Your Wagon reminds parents in our listening area that over the summer, children who are out of school shouldn't be out of luck, hope, or guidance. For many troubled youth, the first step towards drugs and crime is having nothing better to do. Take your kids to the beach, park, or family center. It's the best weapon against delinquency, crime, and drug abuse. This message was sponsored by Paint Your Wagon, totally dedicated to the care and enrichment of our area seniors. For more information regarding programs and admissions, call 823-5390. That's 823-5390. That's Paint Your Wagon in Lyons, where they're always working for our seniors.
Well, I'd stand back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Phil Arms. Phil, I'd like you to tell our listeners how they can get your book. And, of course, do you have a website or any other information you'd like to get out?
Certainly. Thank you. A lot of people are picking the book up at their bookstores, and many of the bookstores, the major secular bookstores, have it. Some of the Christian stores have it. They don't have it, they can certainly order it. The book is called The Man Who Would Be God. And they can call Amazon, they can get it off of that. Also, probably the fastest way, you know, the quick way to get it is by just pulling up our website and ordering it there. And that website is www.lifereachministries, L-I-F-E-R-E-A-C-H ministries.com. It's lifereachministries.com. And those will be responded to just, if they call today, it'll be responded to today. So they won't have to wait for people to get to their order. When they get to it, they'll get to it right away. But I think probably most of the books are going out through retail outlets. And again, I have had some people say, well, we couldn't get it, but they did order it for us. So they can do that. Or again, quickest way to go to LifeReachMinistries.com.
All right, fine. So, and if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our number, of course, is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. So, what are your thoughts on the Antichrist, or how much can you say without giving away the plot of the book?
Well, I can say as much as the Scripture says, which it is, thank God, no secret. God gave us these truths so that we might respond to them according to the dictates of His will for our lives. And that is to carry this message and declare this message as a part of, certainly a facet of, the gospel and the declaration that there is hope for us. You know, and a lot of people, when you start talking about these matters, especially the Antichrist and the tribulation and all these other things, Christians understand that it's not just gloom and doom. One man said the other day, I'm not looking for the Antichrist, I'm looking for the Lord Jesus Christ. That is true. We are looking toward Him. But we have to understand that in the interim, there's going to be a chilling evil that's already enveloping the world. But a light from God has burst through the darkness, if you would. And for those who accept it, there's a new dawn, a new world, a new life in Jesus Christ. But so much is written about God would not have given us so many facts, and so much information, especially about this individual, had He not expected us to act on it as well as be aware of it. I believe the man is alive as you do. I believe he's probably somewhere in the middle or upper echelons of government, probably in the European Union. Again, this is speculation on my part. I believe he will come out of Europe. I think he will have roots, ancestral connections, if you would, to the Middle East, possibly even Israel. And he's keeping a low profile. And I'm not so sure how much time God wants us to be occupied with him as opposed to the true Christ. But we do know, and we are warned, of his impending approach. I think it's also important that we understand, according to the Scriptures, that the Antichrist will be known after Christians are removed in the rapture. It says, for when the hindrance, the issue, the entity that's holding evil in check is removed, then that evil one should be revealed. So while we can guess and speculate, we can know the direction of society and our government and our world. Check it against Scripture. Confirm that what we've read in the Scripture is indeed happening in our lives in front of us today. We know this man is in existence. We know that he's coming to power. What then should we do? Except to double our commitment to Christ, rededicate our efforts to reach others, and declare from on high the truths of the cross, the blood, and redemption.
Well, I think, you know, the exciting thing about what's going on today is if you know Scripture, you can see it unfolding before our very eyes.
Exactly.
In the physical world. And Sidney, I'll never forget, you know, the 67 war, and as a young physician, and some of my friends were so concerned about the survival of the nation of Israel. I mean, it looked like it was going to be overthrown, and I just laughed at them.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you don't understand. I mean, there is no way that God is going to allow at this time in history Israel to lose this war. Well, I mean, how could it possibly win with everything aligned against them? I said, you don't have to worry Israel is going to survive. Because, of course, there will be a supernatural force. And the same thing happened in 1973. By all rights, Israel never should have won. I mean, one little nation
against
the entire accumulated power of the Arab world, it couldn't have happened, but it did. And these are truly supernatural events. Everybody wants to talk about the heroic Jewish military, and I'm not playing that part down, but there had to be a supernatural force that caused Israel to survive. Now, I think that terrible things lie in store for Israel and the people of Israel in this coming conflict, which is laid out so beautifully in Ezekiel 38 and 39. And as Phil was saying, if you read that, you can just see the alignment of nations, you know, that were prophesied almost 2,500 years ago when Ezekiel was writing, those phrases. And of course, many of these nations did not exist as independent nations, 50 years ago, 75 years ago. Syria was certainly under French domination. Persia was under British domination. Israel did not exist as a nation. And it is only in recent years that all of these nations have been formed, fitting into place, almost as if God had planned it that way. Well, anyway, Phil, you know, as you present your message to people, I mean, do they begin to see God's hand in what's taking place?
I think a lot of people are, I think more than ever, Christian and non-Christian, are beginning to realize these are not normal times.
They sure
are. And there are always those who are the skeptics. You know, the Bible says in, I think it's 2 Peter chapter 3, that in the last days there will be scoffers saying, so where is this Jesus you all have been preaching? Where is this second coming? And they'll say, for since our ancestors or our forefathers died, it's been said Jesus is coming and there is no Jesus. Where is he? And so we're witnessing that as well. But God is not slack concerning his promise. And this day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, an hour when people least expect it. And I think when the world is so caught up in its own dilemma, in a whirlwind of chaos, they're going to forget God and look to a substitute.
Amen to that. We'll be back here in just a moment to fill. If you have a question, 877-254-7524. Right here.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Celebrate a free Festival of Lights night with friends and family at the newly redesigned Sable Landing Event Center Sunday, December the 6th at 5 p.m. Enjoy cookies, hot chocolate, exciting stories, and special music as you stroll through the Winter Wonderland Garden Courtyard. Sable Landing is located 1.5 miles east of I-25 and the Longmont Firestone exit, 5961 Sable Avenue. Call 303-651-6427. Come and enjoy the free Festival of Lights nights at 303-651-6427.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, this was he of whom I said, he who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Sterling Living Center believes the word elderly is synonymous with dignity. This holiday season, spend time with a senior and learn about life from the most experienced people in the world. That was from Sterling Living Center, where they feature the ultimate in skilled nursing care for the aged, convalescent, or chronically ill. Licensed nurses are on duty 24 hours a day, special diets, home-cooked meals, occupational speech and physical therapy, and a doctor on call. If you're thinking about knee or hip replacement, they have the finest rehab. Phone 522-2933. That's 522-2933.
Well, Dr. Dan, I guess it's Phil Arms, his book, The Man Who Would Be God. And, of course, it's the story of the rise of Antichrist and the coming world leader. And, of course, it's very obvious we're moving towards a global government. Everything is globalization. Everything is aimed at destroying the financial structure of our nation and moving us into a new monetary system. And then, of course, you can see the effort to destroy Christianity today. I mean, why did they take God out of our schools and prayer out of our schools and the Ten Commandments out of our schools? They knew it was going to lead to chaotic situation. But that's what it's all about. It's all about destroying Christianity and then bringing in this new world religion. And they're doing a pretty good job with that, aren't they, Phil, at least as far as undermining Christianity in America?
Yes, they have seduced an entire generation and, as you well know, dumbed down this generation to a position where they scoff at the things of God and eat up the message of the world. And Christians, tragically... many of our churches are part of the problem and not part of the solution. But if people are really born again, they need to know that God has not called us to sit in some of our spiritual foxholes and throwing rocks at those who are ignorant. We're not to be sitting around just waiting for the rapture, but we have a critically important call upon us and very little time to fulfill it. Fields are white unto harvest, and it's time for Christians to wake up and decide that these are probably days of our greatest opportunity, if we will seize the day and move on it. Unfortunately, I think we're living in the age of seduction, an age of deception, and tragically many believers are caught up in that seduction.
Oh, I agree with you. I think it's so tragic that the average Christian really doesn't understand what's happened as they've changed the message of our Christian church, as they've changed the music of our church.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the church services aren't like they used to be, and certainly the message is very, very seldom about the fact that we're all sinners and need a Savior. The message is God loves everybody and nobody has to worry. Everybody's going to go to heaven. Lots of ways to heaven. Don't even have to be a Christian. When you hear some of our leading evangelists say, you don't have to be a God to get a Christian to get to heaven, you know we're in real trouble. And if you haven't seen our videos, the amazing clips, or even the short version of that, you need to watch it, and you need to understand the influence of the dark influence within the leadership of the Christian church today. So I understand, though, that that doesn't detract from the message of Christianity. It just shows the frailty of the human beings who make up the majority of our society. Well, Phil, Sydney, what is your message to our listeners today? Because, of course, we're just about out of time, and you got about 4 minutes to wrap up the program. Besides, of course, get your book, The Man Who Would Be God.
Well, I hope they will get it, but whether they do or not, I think the important focus of true believers today not only needs to be on the information side. We need the information, we need the education, we need the enlightenment, the revelation of prophetic truth. But again, we need to emphasize, why did we get this truth? Why did God give this revelation? He gave it to us to act on it. And as you mentioned, the church today is, we've got this seeker-sensitive movement where preachers are afraid to preach because they don't want to run off anybody. They don't want to be divisive. When Jesus said, I came to bring a sword, not a peace, and you've got to make some choices when it comes to Christ. You cannot hold on to the world in one hand and the word in the other and proclaim yourself a believer. Believing is abandonment. It's total abandonment of self. Today's Christianity, it's all about me. It's all about religion. It's all about where truth is being sacrificed on the altar of unity and harmony. And we're adapting to what is called the age of tolerance. And the age of tolerance is where we're to accept everyone else's personal religious beliefs as valid as our own. But we need to get back to the understanding that Christianity is exclusive. Jesus did not say, I am one way to the truth. He said, I am the way. And we've got to get back to the exclusivity of the gospel and not be afraid to say what God says. We had a neighbor that one day asked me when I was witnessing to him. He was a Hindu. He says, then you believe that I'm going to go to hell if I do not believe what you say. I said, no. You'll go to hell if you reject the message of the gospel that the Word of God declares. And it's hard to tell people that you care about and that you love, but they've got to hear the truth. Sometimes God has to hurt us to help us. That's what surgeons do. They go in to cut out the cancer. It doesn't feel good when they treat it with the chemicals or the radiation, but we've got to be hurt to help. And it's the same way when truth is revealed to us. We either accept that truth and act on it, or we reject it and confess ourselves as non-sinners and have no need for repentance or transition. The truth is, God has made a way available for us to escape the wrath to come. And it's in a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And ultimately, every book I write, every sermon I preach, every act I make ministerially is to point people to that solution and that Christ and that Lord.
And that's what it's really all about, is trying to claim as many souls to, for the Christian to solidify his faith, and for the non-Christian to hopefully bring him to a realization of what truth really is and how it is being played out today in the world in which we live. Well, our guest has been Phil Harms, and his book, The Man Who Would Be God. Phil, it's so good to talk to you, and I've heard of you for so many years, and I'm just so nice to spend a little time talking.
Well, it's been my privilege. And again, I reiterate that I've been an admirer of your and your teachings for so long now, and I deeply appreciate all you've done and are doing for the kingdom of God.
Oh, God bless you. Thanks so much, Phil. And maybe one of these days we get a chance to meet in this world or perhaps in the next one. God bless. Bye-bye.
Amen.
You've heard of it, the hair of the dog that bit you. A solution for your morning woes when you've had too much to drink. Each 12-ounce can of hair of the dog provides you with a natural, smooth energy boost and is a good liver detoxifier, even if you don't drink alcohol. To order Hair of the Dog or the 7 other awesome liquid nutrition products, go to www.liquidnutrition.4tgl.com or call 720-494-4663.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Have a party, wedding, graduation, summer reunion, backyard birthday, or a backyard get-together to plan? We'll make sure that occasion is extra special and find all of your party needs at Grand Rental Station. Don't go anywhere else for your canopies, chairs, tables, bounce houses, and dunk tanks. Grand Rental Station has it all. When planning your next event, be sure to add Grand Rental Station staff of expert consultants to your list for the very best in service and advice. Call your local Grand Rental Station now at 970-532-0144 in Johnstown. The very place for everything to rent. That's Grand Rental Station, 970-532-0144.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning, of course, it was been Phil Arms. I hope you enjoyed our conversation with him. Under any circumstances, this is the time I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we are dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us so we can maintain the 60 outlets we have every week, where at least people across America will hear some of the truth. And then, of course, we want to remind you that just yesterday we got an order from the Colorado region for a case of our book. And, of course, we're just about now, I think, according to my wife, almost halfway, or we are halfway to having enough people subscribing, each one taking a case of my book. As you know, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, reveals the secret that's been kept for 5,000 years. It was worth your life to know that secret, to understand it, but of course we lay the whole story out, and of course we hope that you want to get the book. Ordinarily it markets for $12.95. You can get a case of them at $2.50 each, and of course that's 60 copies of Brotherhood of Darkness pre-publication offer. You don't get the books until they're printed. They will be printed. Certainly, we'll get to them just as soon as we get, hopefully, 50 subscriptions. And then we can do a good run on the books. And then, of course, you'll get yours as soon as they're printed. So for a pledge of $149.95, you just call us at 1-800-544-8927. You will have to pay the shipping on top of that. Well, it's shipped from Kansas, where they will be printed. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And, Sydney, you can give the books away. You can sell the books. You can do whatever you want to. Put them up on Amazon. The important thing is to get the story out, and this book will change people's lives. So the number to call, 1-800-544-8927. For those of you who attended the conference on October 25th or would like to hear what was said, while the CDs are ready, you can order them individually or together at a reduced price. And then, of course, we have our talk on Sydney on the H1N1 influenza virus. Actually, it's a 4-CD set. You must understand, this is all about poisoning the population with mercury. That's why, of course, they want to give children 6 months of age who they know are susceptible to mercury 4 shots of their mercury vaccine within 21 days to destroy their fertility. That's what it's really about. To destroy their minds, to destroy their fertility. Why do you think that the fertility rate of men and women is dropping all throughout the world? Why are so many men having sexual dysfunction? Why has the incidence of the sperm count on men fallen 50% throughout the world? What's the common denominator? Why vaccination? With vaccines that contain mercury. And of course, you must understand there really are wicked and evil people out there who go along with the devil's own plan of population control. And so you need to get my talk on planned population reduction Cindy on nondecalogenocide, on population control. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And go to power at the same time. May the Lord.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
The Wild Bird Center in Denver asks, did you drive safely this morning when you saw children along the roadway? It's back to school time again, so let's be careful out there. That's from your friends at the Wild Bird Center, where Candace Stewart and staff are always working to make our area a safer place for our youth. For the highest quality products and friendly service, committed to education and conservation, call today, 758-7575. That's the Wild Bird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. Call 758-7575 and mention you heard this community announcement. They wish you a happy and safe fall season.
For over 15 years, K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery Care has provided not just clean carpet, but a healthy carpet. Bonded and insured, K&K has brought quality care to your home with a proven safe truck-mounted hot water extraction process that is pH-balanced, allergen-free, and safe for the environment. Tile, grout, heat transfers, and water damage care also available. For your free estimate, call K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery, 303-237-4655. Ask about the KHNC discount on your first cleaning. That's 303-237-GO-KK.
Thank you.